up and did the song. You recorded it. You sent it to me.
I sent it to you. I still have it.
Okay, because I don't have it anymore. I would love it.
I can send it to you.
That'd be great.
Email,
yeah, just the number 3. Yeah. I'd love to hear that again, because it was the first time I'd ever performed one of my own songs in public.
Oh, really?
Hey, Doug. I'm in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 4:15 Performance Critiques Workshop. I'm Susan Werner. This is my good friend Dave Wilkes. Dave Wilkes is A&R at Koch Records in New York and also manages several acts and is a good friend of mine. We made a record together in 2004. Nice to see you again. I have a list of a few performers here, and I'm just going to add lists so we try to get to everybody. I have Bethel, Greg, Richard I met already. Who else is going to perform for us this afternoon? Let's get your name. Go ahead. Arjuna. Okay. Arjuna, next. Hi, Lucas. How are you? Okay, Lucas, you're like number 5, so this is going to be like probably 20 minutes from now or 25 minutes yet, okay?
Molly.
Okay, we got Molly. We better make sure. We're going to go till 6:15. That's the scheduled close time, so if we have extra time, maybe we'll have people play twice, or we'll have people who are not going to perform get up and after a few drinks show us what they do. So I have Bethel, Greg, Richard, Arjuna, Lucas, and Molly. Anybody else who want to get up and sing for us this afternoon? Okay. So we'll start out with Bethel. Come on up, Bethel. And you need a guitar, right? Oh, is Jane here with my guitar? Do you have a borrowed guitar? Jane's coming. Bethel, do you want to wait a minute?
Linda, get to, yeah, I can wait too.
You want to wait too? Greg, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's go, Greg. Come on up, man. So, Dave, what we'll do is, I guess I'll talk mostly about the performance aspects, and Dave will talk about the song, and you'll let us know if there's something specific you want to know or you want to work on about your own performance or songwriting. We're here to help you. We're not here to show you how brilliant and experienced we are, though if you want us to, we'll go on about it, and you can admire us. But we're here to do something for you. So, what do you need? So I'm going to ask you all to do this. When you come up to perform, please do not introduce yourself. Please do not introduce the song. Please just sing and play your song. I will introduce you and everyone will applaud, okay? That's the deal. I'll tell you the reasoning later.
All right, so you want to get up here, make sure you can be heard. Get this out of your way because you won't need that. Make sure Doug can get your guitar going. It has some noise.
Check, check, check.
Great.
All
right, Greg, right?
Yeah,
right. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Greg!
Woo! Of all of the places I have seen, well, here is the one I love the most. Know what I'm talking about, Kathleen. I'll say it plainly in case you don't. Kathleen, the brightest days lie up ahead. Oh, I know there'll be times when we need to cry, but I would never trade this chance I have to get lost each day in those ocean eyes. Kathleen, in the streets of New Orleans, I swam on a South Pacific shore. I wish you'd been with me there, Kathleen. But that doesn't matter anymore. Kathleen, the brightest things lie up ahead. I know there'll be times when we need to cry, but I would never trade this chance I have to get lost each day in those ocean eyes. Kathleen, 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 the brightest days lie up ahead. Oh, I know there'll be times when we need to cry, but I would never trade this chance I have to get lost each day in those ocean eyes. Kathleen, the brightest days lie up ahead. Oh, I know there'll be times when we need to cry, but I would never trade this chance I have to get lost each day in those ocean eyes. Kathleen. Oh, 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 oh,
too. Dave, do you have some comments or thoughts? Just stay there for a minute. No, don't unplug yet. Stay here for a minute. Yeah, just stay right there for a minute. Dave, do you have some thoughts for Greg?
Yeah, sure. This mic, I guess this mic is on. So I think that you started the song off very nicely. You know, your introductory chords were pleasant melodic, and you grabbed the song and set the song up, and your verses right off the bat, again, set the story of the song up. So that's good writing, simple, but intriguing. You know exactly where the story is starting, and you're interested right off the bat. So I think it's a well-written song.
Thank you.
Is there any way that you would improve it, or a suggestion for?
Well, I think there was a time where I kind of got lost in it when you talked about the Southern Pacific waters. I thought that area of the song could use a little more crafting. So it was kind of like a little bit of a loss of energy there. But, you know, then you came back in with the chorus, and it's a catchy chorus as well.
How might you make that part different, the part where you felt like your mind wandered a little bit?
Probably you would be the better one to tell, since I'm not a writer. You're the writer. I'll bounce it back to you.
Do you think it was a matter of that part of the song sounding like the rest of the song, or was it the words that you wanted more specific images or another metaphor?
Well, it lost energy right there musically,
yeah.
and it stepped back so that you lost the energy and the performance aspects. But I think, again, it's a matter of really crafting a song, seeing how the audience reacts to it, and then still not being satisfied with it, so find the one or two little areas that are weaker, and then try to raise those up again to the
like
rest of the song.
Like how the words pace in there?
Could you do that part for us, Greg? Do that part for us.
Okay. Try to start in the middle.
Yeah, right.
I've danced in the streets of New Orleans. I swam on a South Pacific shore.
Keep going,
so
keep going. What happens next?
I wish you'd been with me there, Kathleen. But that doesn't matter anymore. Kathleen.
Well, vocally, I think you were a little off on it now and before as well, so that kind of like brought it down. And also, it might be a little low for your voice in that second. Is it?
Maybe. It doesn't feel that way to me. But.
Well, you know, it sounded like the ending of the phrase, of both those phrases, were a little lacking energy, and they weren't right on the note anyway.
Yeah.
So that always loses an audience somewhat.
Okay.
I would want to be your girlfriend, Kathleen, by the way, after you sang that song.
Her son is here, so.
Oh, I see.
She's not here.
I mean to say, though, because, right? You're a winning looking guy, and then you sing this great song. It's like, okay, I'll sign on. Your whole presentation is lovely and appealing. It's all wonderful. One thing I encourage performers to do is to think about what's going to be the loudest point in your performance, right? So that it isn't all of a uniform volume. So that there's a place we're building toward, right? There's like an arc. And there's the thing that's the most important thing you want to say, or the thing you want to leave in the listener's mind. so that as you're driving, you began to ramp it up right at the end of the last chorus. But as we're getting there, it felt uniform a bit.
Yeah.
So it's something to think about how the arc is that you want to perform. If you start out at a, I'm sorry, you're somewhere over here.
Four.
Right, you start out with a little more, or somehow milder, right? Somehow milder, and then you give yourself a way to go. And a couple ways to do that. One is to mute during your chorus, right? And then the big strums, when you do a chorus, very simple way to make a difference between your chorus and your verse. And then one other thought I had was, I had a workshop with Steve Seskin. Do you know Steve Seskin?
I don't
know. Great songwriter from Nashville. So one thing he said is, rule of twos. When you've done something twice, then you can't do it again. You have to do something different. And many of us write songs that are in forms of four lines in the verse, four lines in the chorus, right? And there's a predictability that sets in that what begins to happen in the listener's mind, I think, is... One of my favorite songwriters, and I'm sure for many of you, is Richard Thompson. Richard will do, like, if you're going... Da, 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 da. I'm just doing this. I don't know what this is. Okay, so don't... Da, 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 da. Okay, here comes three. You got to do something different, right? La 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 la. Right? What? Right? Suddenly, what? Huh? So it's an idea to maybe take home with you is to vary. Once you've done something twice, the third thing, give them a little surprise, a little twist that keeps their ear tuned in. Do you have any questions for us before we move on to the next?
I don't think so. This is really helpful.
Thank you, Greg. Give it up for Greg! Bethel, you want to do it? Right. We're going to welcome Bethel now and give her a moment to... You can play mine. And,
Hillary wants to play too.
Oh, Hillary wants to play too. All right, let's find a quarter inch for Hillary too. Can we do that, Doug? You got another quarter inch?
Oh, no, I'm going to right now.
She's
going to
play
in a moment. I'll
add her to the list.
Okay.
Why don't we get up you up here and then plug in with this quarter inch? You can all talk amongst
yourselves
for a second.
Oh.
Do you need it to make notes? Do we have another? Can we borrow another pen from the audience somewhere? Thank you. I'm adding Hillary to the list. Doug, can I have another quarter inch for myself? Oh, you have one up here. Okay, good. I'll plug that in. I got it. No, I'm good. Thanks. Well, Bethel's getting ready. Do you have any questions for us or for Dave? Dave has an intro. Maybe, Dave, tell us a little bit about your history with songs and coaching, songwriting, and getting records together. Because we had an interesting process when we worked on my record, and some songs are better than others, and I guess you have to tell people that.
That's part of being an A&R person, you know, A for artist and R for repertoire. So you got to be very critical of your own material, and when you go and work on 10 songs in an A&R tape, and then you might want to listen to them again and find two of them that you like and drop the other eight, and then start working again on finding another eight and keep the process until you have 10 or 11 or 12 songs that are ready to be recorded.
How do you know the two out of the 10 that really stand out? What tells you?
You can tell by the reaction if you're a performer from audiences and when you're doing gigs, not from your friends necessarily, not from your mother, your father, but from people who like you tell you, everything is great. Yeah, it's very hard to sit to tell people that something's not good. So watch the audience, listen to the applause. Have your manager tell you, hey, that third song consistently gets a great audience response. And I think you can tell yourself, every song should give you a chill down your back or the hair on your arms if you have any, or on your not on your legs. I think just arms and back and the back of your neck. Those are the places that people react emotionally. So you can have a great song intellectually and say what you want to say, but if you're not communicating it, emotionally, then it's not a great song. It may be a great piece of writing. It may be a great essay, but the music and the lyric is what makes it a song, and the emotional response is what makes it a great song.
And I think the best songs work at the intersection of the performer and the audience. It can't just be a song that works for you as a performer, no matter how brilliant you think it is. If the audience sees themselves in the song, then you have something, right? And then if you enjoy performing it and the audience sees themselves in it, boy, that's just about the best feeling there ever can be. I've added Hillary to the list, right? Where's Hillary? Okay, so you're going to go on. It's going to be a little while yet, so please be patient. All right, we're going to welcome now to the stage. She will not speak or introduce the song in any way. She's going to adhere to the rules. And please welcome our good friend, Bethel! All right, Bethel!
Have a phrase that when a song is is ready to be shipped to the States. It's export ready. So that song is export ready. I mean, that's a good song. Very well written, very well structured. You know, you're dealing with a common human condition, how people react, but you're saying it in a novel way, and that's the key to having a great song. That was Bob Dylan's, one of Bob Dylan's greatness. You know, everybody can relate to the emotion, but he said it in a different way. So you're grabbing everybody's attention. They all experienced feeling that way. I don't think there was a weak spot in that song. It was great. We're very well crafted.
And too bad that Bethel has no ability to stand in front of people and communicate. I mean, it's just so, so sad. I enjoyed that too an awful lot. In the bridge, isn't there a line about bottle to spin? Can you do that bridge for us? I hear that. Before in a song, I have not heard that. That's a copyright line. I mean, and you might even want to title the song called Bottles to Spin. Because I have not heard those words. Have you?
Neither have I, no. So that's,
and you've heard
that's really
bajillion songs. One place I did think that the rhyme disappointed me was in the first line, reach out my hand, but every time I do,
I fall.
Yeah, I feel like that's like, oh, the rest of the song is like, right? It's a monster. And it's like, I fall. Wait, you don't fall. What does that mean, fall? Right? You could even not even fulfill the rhyme. Screw the rhyme. You could even say, I hesitate, cause, right? Just, to, again, make a different length of line to create some excitement. You don't have to fulfill the rhyme. So you could substitute something else, because that's the only line where I went, you know, boo boo, right? All the, right? Fantastic.
She fell over those bottles.
Yeah, I guess she fell them over. Do you have questions for us, or?
No, thank you.
You're very welcome, Bethel. All right.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Our next victim is Richard. Richard, come on up. Do you need a guitar? You have your own guitar.
I got one.
All right. Anyone have any questions for us while we're getting Richard ready to go? We don't need it for now. We're okay for now. So David, what's a great song that you remember hearing for the first time and it went on to become a hit?
Mr. Bojangles.
Wow.
Jerry Jeff Walker. I was managing the Bitter End in Greenwich Village, and somebody told me about this guy, Jerry Jeff Walker, who had this song called Mr. Bojangles. And, WBAI, which was kind of like this funky FM radio station, was playing it, and nobody else was paying attention to it. And I called Jerry up, became his manager, and made the deal with ATCO Records. So that was the first time hearing that, and wham, you know, it smashed right off the bat.
My number one pet peeve about performers. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. They get up there, they play their show, and they say, hey, I got CDs for sale on the back.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Are you like, this is 2009. Everyone knows you have music for sale. Everyone has seen a CD. Everyone has seen them. Are you a business person or an artist? If they like your music, they will find it. People know where it is. I feel this very strongly. I hate it when people say they have their CDs for sale. Shut up, right? I love, do you know what I mean? Honest to God, I feel this so strongly. I'll go down in flames saying it. Shut up, right? You're playing a song. Let the song move people. And let that be the thing that they leave with instead of you trying to shill your CDs. That makes you like everybody else. instead of giving them an emotional gift of a song that spoke to them, and they walk out thinking about that and feeling that. I ruined the hook. Let's give him a minute to recover.
You getting Richard in there? Richard coming through? You getting Richard? Is he coming out?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Richard!
Once upon a time I saw you there, looking very fair with that moonlight in your hair. There was love in the air. I thought I'd take a chance, look in your eyes, see what I might find. I found I was hypnotized, but not surprised, 'cause I'd never seen a woman so warm and pure. I never saw anything quite like you. I never felt so good, and right inside I kept it to myself. I was hypnotized. I saw the way you moved, I was mesmerized. It only took one look and you had me magnetized to those enchanting eyes. Well, the evening moved along and I fell in love. I thought I'd let you know, though that wasn't very wise, but I was hypnotized. And I walked up to you and confessed my love. I never made such a big mistake before, but the time passed by and I was so amazed how my faux pas your love this wretched saved. I was saved. Once upon a time you were there for me, looking so sweet and sublime. Once upon a time I was aware and weak, floating off and out of time. I thought I'd take a chance, look in your eyes, see what I might find. I found I was hypnotized, but not surprised that I was hypnotized.
A little bit earlier probably in your writing and playing career. I don't know how long you've been doing it, But I'm glad you're doing it. It's a great thing to be creative and to be writing songs. I think you're depending too much on trying to rhyme certain words and they're not really fitting in the phrase. So a little too wordy, you know, magnetized, you use that word in the song. That's not a great word to put in a song. It just doesn't really sound that great. I'd say that thin it out a little bit, you know, try not to be so focused on each line rhyming or so many lines rhyming, and try to incorporate it in the music a little bit more so that your lines flow with the music as well. I thought the first couple of verses were a little clumsy too, probably just weren't into the song yet, so that's my comments.
Richard, I love, there was something I really, really love about the song. I want to demonstrate it if I can. Can I get in here, Doug?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I go, there's another input or no?
Yeah, the one you're at is good.
Yeah. Help me, I'm sorry. It says output and the input is taken.
No, you can use the output.
I can use the output? Oh my. God, here it comes.
Short wire.
Yeah.
Am I in there?
What was your line, Richard? There was something about, would you just speak the line about floating? There was something about floating. Floating away? Would you speak that in the microphone for the people so they can hear
that? Once upon a time I saw you there looking so... Once upon a time you were there for me.
There was something about floating. Do you remember there was a line about floating?
You were looking so sweet and sublime. Once upon a time, I was a rare and we floated off and out of time.
And we floated off and out of time, right? Okay, so here's what I heard in that song that I just really, I kept waiting for a little mention of this. Did you guys hear what this note, right? So to me, this sounds a little bit like steel drums in the islands, right?
This is a very appealing accompaniment form.
And then you're talking about floating, so I kept, and it sounds like, right, Jamaica or something. Yeah, it has an island vibe to it. So one idea to make this song, distinguish this song from many other songs that are out there, is to make a mention of or hint at island scenery or an experience.
Yeah, I've had a few people mention that.
Yeah, because this is so lovely. You don't hear people write songs with that kind of flavor and also and find an accompaniment figure that has that in there. You don't mind if I steal that. Thanks, Richard. but it does, it sounds like, right? We're on a cruise ship all of a sudden, right? Da, da, da. And even your melody could incorporate that note. Is to actually point to Jamaica or point to an island experience. It's an idea, Richard. Do you have questions for us?
No.
You sure? Did you come in here with hopes of us talking specifically about something or anything?
Not really. Just how did you like that song in general?
I enjoyed hearing it, but I thought it was a little long. Yes. You don't need to repeat. I don't think you need to repeat.
And I know what you. And one part, especially.
Yeah, it's got a flow, and it's got a flow.
In fact, it's not only that one part that's in the unique part.
Definitely, that was the one.
Hi, Dom. How are you, Jen?
Hi.
We're done.
I just wanted to say, as an audience member, it's really hard to connect with you with the hat and the sunglasses.
Ah.
Good point.
Oh.
Yeah. I know we're in the festival setting, but just for future reference.
Good point, yeah? So you can make sure and see the performers that are expressing something to you. All right, Jen. Do we have other questions or comments at this? Or are we ready to hear Mr. Juno question? Yes, hi, friend. How are you?
I thought it was good in the floating event. The music
was
also floating.
I felt like the music was floating. I did feel that.
It seemed like it was the same as the other stanza.
You mean the length of it was the same?
No, I mean the same. It seemed like it repeated the same.
Well, I think that the song, maybe you don't need to repeat at the end, for sure. I would just shorten it. I would certainly abbreviate it. Because you did say what you said, right? Sometimes we want you to say it again if we have a new way of saying it. But Richard, I hope this has been helpful. Thank you very much for getting up in front of us. All right, Richard! go?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Arjuna!
Last week, I went out to the Mall of America with my friends Nina, Paula, and Saintly Maria. We sailed through the oceans of SUVs and minivans. We cried out in triumph as we spotted the lands, and we waded through the shallows of the entrance hall fountain, climbed the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, planted our flag in the AstroTurf putting green, and claimed the land for Spain. The people all stared in shock and confusion from their crude-looking pizza and sunglasses huts. In all their days shopping at the primitive country craft store, they'd never seen it. For your baby gap, and there's no need to stress. All I want in return is New York and company. Damn, it feels good to pay less. Next, we traveled up the Coldwater Creek, annexed the Old Navy, and filled our ranks over at J. Crew. Those who tried to stop us were sent to the Piercing Pagoda or the new and more profitable Body Shop. They cried out, "You can't do this, we're calling mall security." I said, "Don't you worry, here's some treaties and I'll tell you what they say. I'm sure that you won't mind, they're in Hindi and Nepali. It makes sense in an ironic, poetic justice kind of way." Oh, I swear all that means is we will live in peace and harmony. We will be brothers, oh yes, we will be friends. Just ask your partners over at the Mystic Lake Casino. They will tell you that it all works out fine in the end. As I claim more and more of my manifest destiny, I'm sure you'll all agree I deserve it more than you. God and gold are on my side, and history will gladly hide the truth in favor of lies. Last week, I went out to the Mall of America with my friends Nina, Paula, and the Saintly Maria. We planted our flag in the AstroTurf putting green and claimed the land for Spain.
Certainly is, but the audience can tell you what they thought of the song better than I can. That was a great reaction from the audience. They hung on every word. You told a complete story with a novel twist, and that's an example of crafting a song. I know you sang it well as well.
And I've not heard a series of jokes quite like that, right? All about Mall American stores. Have you heard a song about stores? There aren't too many of them. No, right? Great concept, mentioning all the stores. And once you start a concept like that, right, all the things fly in, right? All the names fly in. J. Crew, Gap, they all show up. And that's, I think, a key to keeping songwriting fun and rewarding is to keep writing about, once you pick a topic, a specific topic, if it's a good topic, the words will give themselves to you. The words will show up right and left, right after one another, once you land on a concept like that. Right?
Yep.
Once it's a very specific joke, they just keep coming.
And I think this was the fastest song I've ever written.
They all showed up. They all flow right in.
When you did the chant, when you did the, thank you, Dom.
Oh, I got it again.
Thank you, sorry. When you did the chant.
The Nepali?
Yeah. Oh, well, we didn't know what it was.
Right.
Right? And that's okay that we didn't.
Okay.
But when you did the chant, it might be a good opportunity to do a breakdown. Just like, da, 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 da. Because you know, you said, would you do that part where you set up the chant,
yeah.
Do the chant, and then bring us back out of the chant. So just get us into that with the setup on the treaties and, right? Treaties
are
in.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you won't mind. They're in Hindi and Nepali. It makes sense in an ironic, poetic justice kind of way.
La 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 la.
Timbro amabaya le mero no kara kara huncha.
Strum it, big strum. Okay, now strum. Right, give it a minute to float out. And now you explain it, right? The next line is.
I swear all that means.
Hey! Right? So it's a way of creating some stop in the middle.
Okay. Do you have other questions for us?
I do, actually. One of the big things about playing this song is the Nepali, and of course it doesn't mean what I say it means in English.
Who cares?
But does that come through? Like, that's my question. Does that come through that what I'm actually saying is something really nasty? Okay.
Oh no, I don't know what it means.
Okay. And should I explain that after the song, or should I just wait for people to ask me, or? And if I record it, should I put it in the liner notes? What it actually means? I mean, you know.
I think you put it. I think you certainly added in the liner notes what it actually means.
But I don't have to explain it like afterwards.
No, I think that because I think the primary idea of the song is this. Invasion of the Mall of America,
right?
And turning the whole thing on its head,
right?
With native peoples, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So I think that's just going to cloud it. I think it can show up in written materials or in a conversation afterwards.
Right.
But just make one point at a time, right? In any essay or speech giving, say what you're going to say, say what you say, and then say what you said. Don't say something over here; they'll be going, "What, right. Nepali?" Right. Is that an idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Arjuna, other questions? That's it. Boy, that was really fast. Do you have?